Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Bobby's Notebook is brought to you by Rouse's Market, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. Bob, you brought up Alante Taylor.
Oh.
Before we talk a little bit about Alante.
He don't look hurt to me. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we'll get back to that. But I don't know if it's every day, but basically every other day, you're brought up about Julian Blackman. And it reminds me of when they signed him. I talked to Rick Venturi, who does the color. He's the color analyst for the Colts. And he was like, Mike, one of the things I'm going to tell you about Blackman, he practices like he plays. And he said, listen, in today's world, there's not a lot of veterans do that. I mean, he gives you everything he's got in practice, and he plays. Basically, he practices and he plays. He said that you can't tell the difference.
Well, I can tell you right now, and I don't think, because he's a veteran, I don't think it's just in training camp. I'd be so much surprised if he doesn't lead the team in interceptions. You know, look, everybody's got an opportunity. Can you make a play on the ball? But, Mike, you know, when you go three or four straight days in a training camp practice and you come up with an interception, no, that doesn't happen that often. He just has a nose for the football, and he catches the ball well. So I could see him not only leading in training camp, but when all said and done, at the end of the season, hopefully that's the case. He'll have, you know, five or six or half a dozen interceptions because, you know, you got to win that turnover margin and be on that plus side. And the leader in the back end of the secondary, and I asked Coach Moore this, and we count on, is Alante Taylor.
Yep.
And, you know, kind of out of sight, out of mind. And that's why I was asking Coach Moore, if Alante Taylor can't play, who's that guy? And he kind of gave a generic thing. Oh, we got a lot of different guys. Okay, whatever. And it was a coach answer. But, okay.
And you saw him running today.
Okay, this is the thing. I'm going to the post presser, you know, when you talk to the coach, you know, and, you know, when who comes to the podium, you know, the, you know, and the players. But we talking to Coach Moore. And before we got there, I see this guy just running by me in street clothes. I said, man, that's Alante Taylor. I said, doesn't he have a pull groin? They look like he had no damn pull groin to me. I mean, you can't run like that. Oh, well, but they might say, well, Bobby, it's a slight pull groin. Still, you wouldn't be running like that. But, and Jeff Nowak had brought this up. Now, I don't know. Saints might get mad at me to say this. But I don't know, Mike, that's a new thing. Is he having now? He came to camp. And maybe you start talking contract behind the scene. Is it a hold in? Hmm. And he wants some, hey, what about my payday? I want some. And so I could speculate. The fans want to know this kind of thing. But we need Alante Taylor. And, well, Mike, all I know is, okay, injury report. And they don't have to give an injury report. Oh, he's dealing with a groin injury. I just know people who dealt with groin injuries all through the years, football players, they're not running like that. And I just saw him and I said, well, and then, you know, I remember when Jeff was talking about that, like, oh, I think he's kind of mad right now because he doesn't have a new contract that he wanted. I don't know what the Saints told him behind the scenes. Yeah, come to camp, we're going to work something out. And then maybe it's not to his liking or whatever. But I think they're trying to pull the wool over our eye when they said, oh, it's a groin injury. I never seen no one with a groin injury run like that to get to the locker room after practice in street clothes.
Yeah, and he's such a key piece, and he knows it.
Yeah, I think
he knows it.
It's all about leverage and yep. Trying to use that leverage. Yeah, Mike, exactly. He knows how much they're counting on him.
And when you play that slot inside position, and then you got to guard the other team's top receiver on third down, they've handed you the baton. Hey, you the guy. You the guy in the secondary.
Well, yeah, but if he's the guy, you got to play.
I get it. You know. But he might say, hey, you know, hey, pay me like the guy, too.
Right?
That contract is gone.
Yeah, exactly.